Hi, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Mom and Dad aren't here. You should have stayed at college this weekend. It's not that I'm not glad to see you. You've been away for about a month now, but maybe you should just go back to your dorm and come back next weekend. Mom and Dad will be back then. Well, if you must know, I'm having a friend over. I was hoping to have the house to myself. No, it's not a boy. Mom and Dad wouldn't allow that. It's, that girl, Anna, from school. She's a year or two ahead of me. No, not the hot girl. Well, I mean, yes, she's hot. Really, really hot. But don't you dare think of her like that. She's gonna be my first girlfriend. You heard me. I like girls way more than I like boys. And Anna is going to be my girlfriend. And my first time having sex with a woman. With anyone, actually. I'm pretty sure she's into both girls and guys. And I think she likes me. I've also heard her tell stories about her past sexual experience. She's very adventurous. Even if she's not totally into me, I mean, I think she'd still be open to hooking up. I can work with that. So, you, my brother, have to leave. Oh, come on, please. You're just gonna get in the way. No, just staying in your room isn't good enough. You'll be a distraction if she knows you're here, because she may have mentioned that that she thought you were hot. She even asked specifically if you were going to be here tonight. Stop grinning like that. You are you're just a jerk. You're already thinking of doing perverted things with her. I need you to get out of here. So that I can be the one doing perverted things with her. If you stay here, the two of you will probably end up having sex. Do you really want that to happen? Okay, that was a stupid question. I know. But is having sex with some really hot girl worth breaking your poor little sister's heart? And I guess that was another stupid question. All you care about is sex. You're totally gonna have sex with my crush tonight and make me listen to you alone in my bed next door. What if I tried to set you up with one of my other friends? Maybe one of them would like to have sex with you. Well, I don't know who precisely. Anna's the only one who has actually said anything about you. So I can't really guarantee anything. And if I did find someone, they may not be quite as hot as Anna, but I promise I'll try my best. That has to count for something. So, will you leave? Oh, you're impossible. All you care about is getting laid tonight. Well, yeah, I guess that's all I care about too. But I saw her first. You have to let me have her. I know I can seduce her if I can just have her for myself tonight. I'm cute enough, and I can be sexy. All I need is for you to leave. What is it gonna take for that to happen? It's not like I could find some other girl right now for you to have sex with instead of Anna. Well, unless you would have sex with me instead. No, I'm not crazy. Just really desperate. We both want to have sex today. Unless I do something, you're going to have sex with Anna tonight. And I may never get the chance with her. But if I have sex with you, then you aren't horny anymore. If I do a good job, you aren't even able to recover in time to be a threat to Anna and me. You're even harder already just from thinking about Anna. But she won't be here for an hour at least. I'm here right now. Anna has lots of sex already. But your sister is a virgin. And maybe Anna changes her mind about you. Or I decide just to cancel the sleepover tonight. You having sex with Anna isn't a sure thing, but doing me would be. You don't know what to say, do you? But you keep looking at my body. Maybe you're thinking that you could be inside of it in just a minute or two if you go along with this. Maybe you're thinking it might be fun and really naughty to bang your sister. Just about anyone can have a girl like Anna. But how many guys get to have sex with their sisters? You don't need to decide right away. Let me just take your hand and slip it under my skirt. I bought these panties just for Anna. Aren't they nice and soft under your fingers? Here, now give me your other hand and just pull them down. But be careful. Don't rip them or anything like that. Good. Now let me bring your hand under my skirt again. Isn't my skin nice and soft too? And right there. I'm a little wet already. Just run your fingers over that part. That makes me even wetter. Wet enough to easily slide your finger just a little inside me. There. I told you I was a virgin. But you can change that. Your cock could be where your finger is right now. And then go so much deeper. You could be screwing your cute teenage virgin girl. All you have to do is give up that small chance you have with Anna. Because if we have sex, you leave afterwards and let me have her all to myself. While you decide, I think I'll just crawl onto your bed on my hands and knees. Then I can lift up my skirt over my hips so that you can see my naked bottom, my cute little shaved pussy. I spent so much time getting ready for Anna. But it's yours if you want it first. You know. For putting your cock into. And then your cum. If you want that too. Yes, you don't need those pants anymore. What you need is my pussy all warm and wet and tight for you. Yeah. Kneel behind me, then you can put your cock right where your finger was. Yes, right there, right against my hymen. If you do this, you're agreeing to go back to school tonight. And leave Anna alone. So put it in. Come on, do it. Don't hesitate. You want this, don't you? Sex is sex, whether it's with Anna or me. But I'm a virgin. I'm sure that matters to you. And I'm your sister. It hasn't stopped you yet. Maybe it makes this hotter for you. I'm the ultimate forbidden fruit, underage incest with their sister, who might also be a lesbian. Now put it in me. Don't be a coward. If you want, you don't want it. You won't get another. Oh, shit. Oh, you did it. Oh, your cock is inside me. We're actually having sex. Oh, my God, this is so messed up. I lost my virginity to my big brother. Oh, fuck. No, don't worry. It doesn't hurt. Not that much, at least. Oh, you can move it. But be careful first. I can move too. I can push back against you. Oh, I can squeeze you. Feel your cock push deep inside me, and slide back out. Oh, Anna. You better appreciate what I'm doing for you, for us. Oh, it will be worth it if you love me back, if you make love with me. No. Oh. Now that we're having sex, you have to keep your word. You have to leave Anna alone. Oh, you have to. Yeah, hold on to my hips harder. Oh, fuck. Pull me against you. Ear thrust. Keep moving me forward each time you slide your cock all the way in. Would it be weird if I came? It's my first time. You're my brother. I don't even like boys at all that much. But I kind of like this. This is what I thought being with Anna would be like. Maybe it's better if you come without me. I don't want to come. I don't want to come. You can come in me all you want. And I don't care, but I want Anna that bad. Please don't make your sister come. Oh, please, please don't make me come. Please don't make me come. Please. Please, I want to wait for Anna. Please. Okay, I might have come when you did, but just a little. Oh, great, look at this mess. I've got your cum leaking out of me. Is it safe? You're a little late to be worrying about that, but I'm more concerned about getting cleaned up for Anna's sake. I don't think she'll like the idea of eating your cum out of my pussy. Well, I guess I don't really know that for sure, but you, you need to leave. You need to keep your promise. I don't need you around when Anna gets here. Unless Anna will only take me if she can have you too. She really likes you and kind of likes me. And she's a little kinky. Maybe the only way I can have her is as part of a three-way with you. So maybe you should stay. Maybe you should. But stay in your room. And don't you dare come near Anna. Unless one of both of us come to get you, that is. Then that's when all the bets are...